Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
We're going to have the Fox News updates here. Of course, you just heard the one at the top of the hour. We're going to have the update at the bottom of the hour. And then once again, coming up in the 7 o'clock hour of the show for you. So obviously, I was listening in on the press conference that just started about 20, 30 minutes ago or so. And listening in on some of the news this morning, reading a lot of news this morning here. And just a heartbreaking tragedy in our nation's capital. Washington, D.C., Reagan National Airport. And so we'll get all the updates there. But the latest information was just summarized there in the report that you heard from Fox News Radio kicking off the 6 o'clock hour. I was going to start off with some, just kind of the latest that I've been hearing. But that was just such a summary of the numbers. Just tragic. Three soldiers lost in the Black Hawk helicopter. I believe, what do we hear? 64 passengers and crew with that American Airlines jet out of Kansas. I'll give you some more Montana specific reactions in particular here. But, it was interesting yesterday. You guys know who Rachel Campos Duffy is? Her husband, Sean Duffy, former Wisconsin Congressman Sean Duffy, he just got sworn in as the Secretary of Transportation, just got sworn in yesterday after his confirmation vote took place. Well, anyway, they're married. They've got like 6 or 9 kids. I can't remember how many kids. They got just a beautiful family. But he just got sworn in yesterday. And I think if I heard it right on Fox and Friends earlier this morning, Rachel Campos Duffy is the weekend anchor on Fox and Friends. So she's on the weekends. But here they are. I saw this photograph on X of his swearing-in ceremony, and Rachel Campos Duffy, shared photos of just their whole beautiful, happy family. And he was sworn in by Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas because Vice President J.D. Vance was traveling out of the area at the time. But you just see this beautiful, happy family, all of her kids, And then to hear that 2 hours later is when then, just literally 2 hours after being sworn in as the Secretary of Transportation, he's literally rushing down to the scene along with several others of this tragedy in our nation's capital, where this Black Hawk helicopter crash collided with this American Airlines jet. You're hearing the latest in the Fox News updates, but what a contrast. And it just shows how, the president needs to get his people in place because we do not have time to waste here. But he's now on the job. But Rachel Campos Duffy, if you remember, she actually came to Montana and she spoke on the Rocky Mountain College campus. We got a chance to catch up with her. But one of the big reasons she highlighted a story about a high school girl here in Montana with Down syndrome who was trying to complete her high school education, graduate with her friends, is because they've got a beautiful little girl who has Down syndrome. And I know everybody's prayers are going out. We were praying for survivors. It doesn't look good.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With lots of sunshine across the area for today, high temperatures will range from around 30 in Bozeman to near 50 in the Billings area. For tonight, with mainly clear to partly cloudy skies, lows range from about 8 above in Bozeman to 30 in Billings. And then on Friday, we can expect breaks of sun and some cloudiness, 32 in Bozeman, mid-40s in Billings. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Securing America.
Security preparations have been elevated in New Orleans for next week's Super Bowl, following the New Year's terrorist attack in the French Quarter, during which 14 people were killed by an ISIS sympathizer who drove his truck into a crowd. Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry says there will be 2 enhanced security zones, one in the quarter and one around the Superdome, which will aim to balance protection and freedom. He says public awareness is key, and that data shows when people are actively aware and looking for potential problems.
Those that seek to create mass casualty events will seek another place to do that.
New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell says the city is an experienced Super Bowl host, but
we're still going above and beyond what we've seen in the past.
She says she's absolutely confident Super Bowl week and the game itself will be safe. Kevin Uretzky, Fox News.
Hey, do you guys remember the movie Far and Away with Tom Cruise? It was filmed here in Montana. They have that incredible homesteader scene where they're riding on horseback across the prairie. Well, I got to meet the stuntman who played Tom Cruise's stuntman in that film and so many others. He was down in Vegas. We had a great crew of Montanans. You can check out that story and much more. Go to MontanaTalks.com. Plus, how much would it cost to go to the Super Bowl from Butte? Tommy O'Neill put the numbers together for us. MontanaTalks.com. Are you
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, like I say, we're going to let Fox News give us the updates, the latest updates, the latest summaries on this tragedy in our nation's capital. Regarding the plane crash, they had all the latest details. Yeah, basically, they don't expect any survivors from that crash, tragically. But we'll get the latest update here in about another 17 minutes or so. So let's get into, you know, some of the other major stories that we're tracking here this morning, both on the Montana front and on the national front as well. Nationally, of course, you had RFK Jr., his confirmation hearing on Capitol Hill yesterday. We'll hit some of those highlights for you, some of the more interesting back and forths. And then Pete Hegseth, Secretary of Defense, Pete Hegseth, he was on the Will Cain show yesterday afternoon. So we've got some highlights from there about how meritocracy and accountability will be coming back to the Department of Defense and to our nation's military, how we will be a merit-based United States military once again. And then on the Montana front, several headlines coming out of the legislature. Today is Thursday, of course, so later this morning we'll have Senate President Matt Regeer giving us the weekly legislative update. And then we've also got the Democrat House Minority Whip, Jonathan Carlin out of Missoula, in the 9 o'clock hour, giving a weekly update from the Democrats' perspective as well. All right. A big story that I've been talking about this week here was, you know, a headline that I saw Monday morning about a rape suspect in jail in Bozeman, Montana, on an immigration hold. And as I told you earlier this week, when I first saw that headline, I thought, oh, this must be an update on the case from back in October, because there was a case back in October involving, you know, a so-called migrant rape suspect in the Gallatin County Detention Facility. And so I thought, oh, this must be an update. Maybe new charges were filed. Maybe he's going through the court process. No, this was another tragedy that apparently over the weekend now we've got another rape suspect on an ICE hold in Bozeman, Montana. But if you've been listening already this week, you already knew this. So here's what I did. Yesterday I told you I reached out to the Gallatin County Sheriff's Office to see, hey, do you have any numbers? How many people are being held in the jail right now? How many people have been held over the last year, maybe even over the last 5 years, and that are on these immigration holds or that are on an ICE hold? And so as I was getting this story on our Montana Talks website yesterday about another rape suspect on an ICE hold in Bozeman, Montana, in the midst of this invasion of illegal aliens committing all these crimes, taking all these lives, getting all these people hooked on drugs. So I don't think I heard back yet, unless I missed it somehow in my email inbox here. But I thought, well, you know what? Let me just go check out the Gallatin County Jail website, because you have the whole public roster. You could go there right now. You could look at the jail inmate roster and see everybody who's in there and why they're in there, et cetera. And so I went in, pulled up the full list, and I hit, you know, Control F on the computer, find this, and I typed in immigration. And I went through about, three or four pages of names from that jail roster. There's around a dozen people in the Gallatin County Detention Center yesterday, likely still today, that either are there on an immigration or an ICE hold right now, or at some point in their storied criminal record, they've been on an ICE hold at some point, whether it's currently an immigration hold or it's just a previous. So a dozen people who basically are or have been on an immigration hold in the Gallatin County Detention Center. I mean, it's just crazy when you look at this. All this, of course, is Bozeman has seen a surge in crime associated with illegal aliens, and Mexican drug cartels are known to be targeting the area. I think we had a call. So, you know, we've told you about the wrong way drunk drivers. You had two separate incidents recently that on the interstate that involved illegal aliens, two wrong way drunk drivers. You've had all sorts of crimes, of course, meth dealers, fentanyl dealers, you name it. We've got these rape suspects now, multiple rape suspects who have been thrown in jail on immigration holds or ICE holds. But, you know, I don't know if you guys remember, we've had a few phone calls, too, you know, as we've discussed this. I think there was a guy out of the Flathead who was called in and was talking about how, look, there's also second and third order effects here and impacts from this illegal alien invasion. I mean, yeah, there's the big stuff, the murders, the rapes, the drug dealers targeting, you know, especially our Native American communities here in Montana. He's like, but, you know, the other thing is, like, there's also people who are getting into car wrecks with these illegal aliens, and they don't have insurance. They don't have driver's license. And that's what, and I was thinking of that yesterday, because as I was looking through, and by the way, if you go to MontanaTalks.com right now, what I did is I copied and pasted the whole record for every one of the dozen, you know, immigration hold suspects that I found on the Gallatin County Detention Center. I pasted that all into this story on our Montana Talks website. Here we go. Kidnapping, assault with a weapon. That's one guy. Aggravated assault. Another guy. Let's see. But some of these here, you'll see, you know, driving without insurance. Driving without a license or with a revoked license, criminal child endangerment, DUI with a child. I mean, a whole host of various crimes. But yeah, look at that. A dozen immigration holds in the jail in Bozeman right now.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
One of the most amazing and consequential changes in the U.S. economy since COVID has been the changing geographic pattern of growth. The population of California has actually fallen, and within the larger metropolitan areas across the country, the dense central business districts are hollowing out, and changes appear to be settling in to stay. On a state-by-state basis, the new clusters of growth are apparent. It's all happening, with only a few exceptions, in the Mountain West and in the South. Montana has recovered 149% of the jobs we lost in the pandemic, which is to say that we've grown way past where we were before the recession hit us. Utah is at 200%. There are a dozen states that have yet to recover what they lost, mostly in the upper Midwest and the Northeast. The worst is Hawaii, still 20% short of their pre-COVID job totals. How and why are these growth shifts happening? Certainly remote work makes some of it possible. Taxes? Crime? It's hard to say. It's also hard to ignore. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. President Trump left Washington 4 years ago a beaten man. He lost a bitter election battle, faced recriminations over the Capitol riot. F. Scott Fitzgerald famously pronounced that there are no second acts in American lives. But he may not have been writing about sports or politics. In athletics, Tommy John and even Michael Jordan come to mind. Politics is replete with comebacks. Richard Nixon, Winston Churchill, and Vladimir Lenin make the cut. And so does President Trump. He's now only the second American president to return to office. President Grover Cleveland served his first term from 1885 to 1889, but Cleveland lost the presidency in 1888 to President Benjamin Harrison. However, Cleveland rallied to vanquish Harrison in 1892 and came back to the White House. So this is a second act for Mr. Trump, and the expectations are astronomical. He has a narrow margin in the House, and that will make it hard to muscle through his agenda on tax cuts and slicing the size of government. Voters are also watching to see what's accomplished on the border and inflation. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Good Thursday morning. It's time for the Daybreak Ag Report on the Western Ag Network. Thanks for tagging along here with us this morning. I'm Lane Nordlund. Looking again out to Washington, D.C., as the U.S. Senate continues to hold confirmation hearings and confirmation votes on President Trump's newly formed cabinet. Well, yesterday, the U.S. Senate confirmed former New York Republican Representative Lee Zeldin as the Environmental Protection Agency Administrator in a 56-42 vote. During confirmation hearings, Zeldin faced scrutiny over his ties to the oil industry and its potential impact on renewable fuels policy. Biofuel groups welcomed his commitment to working with them, with leaders from the Renewable Fuels Association, Growth Energy, and others expressing optimism about his support for ethanol, E15 expansion, and the renewable fuel standard. Livestock groups like the National Cattlemen's Beef Association congratulated Zeldin on his confirmation, stating that cattle producers look forward to an EPA that recognizes their conservation efforts and to curb overreaching government regulations. However, environmental groups remain skeptical, with the Center for Biological Diversity warning that Zeldin's leadership should be closely monitored to ensure environmental protections remain intact. Now looking to research, the Institute for Feed Education and Research, or iFeeder, recently initiated a research project to analyze the potential impacts that vitamin and amino acid supply chain disruptions could have on livestock health and food security. This project aims to identify the critical supply thresholds and inclusion rates at which animal health and livestock production would be adversely affected from shortages of key diet nutrients. The research will be completed by Decision Innovation Solutions, working in collaboration with Lobo Consulting Solutions, with the priority of food security being a national security issue.
The American Lamb Board wants 2025 to be the best year yet for education. Lamb Checkoff funded programs include workshops and summits aimed at equipping sheep producers with the necessary tools and resources to profitably grow their operations. Like the American Lamb Summit, July 22nd through 25th, University of Idaho in Moscow. Event highlights include defining lamb quality and hitting carcass targets and increasing production efficiency. Learn more and register at lambboard.com.
Planting season is approaching, and the Northern Pulse Growers Association reminds producers to consider making pulses part of their cropping decisions. Why plant pulses? Pulses offer both financial and agronomic benefits. They act as a natural fertilizer, fixing atmospheric nitrogen into the soil, reducing the need for nitrogen fertilizers, and continue fixing atmospheric nitrogen into the soil for the following crop. Additionally, pulses have a low carbon footprint, making them a sustainable choice for agriculture. Make pulses part of your crop rotation. Learn more at northernpulse.com.
Returning back this morning, retail fertilizer prices continue to rise slightly for the fifth straight week, with six fertilizers up and two down. But no major price shifts have occurred to cause too much alarm. Higher prices for DAP coming in at $739 a ton. Urea priced at $492, while 10-35-0 bringing in $616 a ton, and hydrous price at $737 a ton, and the UAN 28 and UAN 32 priced at $326 and $367 a ton, respectively. But there was lower prices noted for MAP at $809 a ton or potash at $443. But input costs are expensive, and the University of Missouri is actually advising corn growers to explore reducing phosphorus and potash applications this year or using strip trails to cut costs without affecting yields. I'm Lane Nordlund, Western Ag Network.
This is where Montana talks.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, yeah, you heard Lane Nordlund there in the Farm and Ranch Report from the Western Ag Network report the great news that Lee Zeldin, President Trump's pick to head up the EPA, was confirmed. That should be great news. We got a chance to catch up with Lee Zeldin on the show. Was it last year or the year before? But just a great guy, a military veteran as well. I remember I wasn't too familiar with his bio, so yeah, that was great to catch up with Lee Zeldin. But that should be good things for the EPA, which should be good things for common sense approach to environmental issues. It should be good news for our friends in Colstrip, good news for our mining friends in the mining city of Butte, good news for our friends in the railroad and the refinery industry as well. Get some common sense there at the EPA. Let's see, the RFK Jr. Hearing. Did any of you watch that? Did you watch the full back and forth? I did not get a chance to watch the entire thing. Laura Ingraham had a great segment last night on Fox News, of course, before tragedy then struck our nation's capital, and then that has rightfully consumed the national media attention since that point. And we'll get the update here in about a minute and a half or so on that plane crash and helicopter crash in Washington, D.C. But this RFK Jr. Confirmation hearing, the dailycaller.com put together what they say are the five revealing moments from RFK Jr.'s first confirmation hearing. From a Montana standpoint, I think the biggest takeaway, Montana Senator Steve Daines, he was on the committee that had the confirmation hearing with RFK Jr. to head up Health and Human Services yesterday. And Senator Steve Daines, I'll try to play some of the audio for you this morning here. I know our producer, Caden, has been snagging that and so much more for us here this morning, doing a great job as always. But the big takeaway from that was basically Senator Daines wanted to just have RFK Jr. on the record pledging and assuring us that agriculture, that farmers and ranchers, that agriculture will have a seat at the table when any of these big decisions are made, which is important because obviously, look, we've got to shake up our food industry here in America. But look, we know that ranchers have been discriminated against by, you know, federal government policies and some of the crazy things coming out of Health and Human Services. And you know, RFK Jr. has been working closely with Montana ranchers like our friend Brian Massard with Reminis Angus, a former president of the Montana Stockgrowers, to say, hey, look, beef and beef fat is good for you. Why do we keep discriminating against it? So that's one of the good things. But I know some folks on the grains side of the house, the seed oil side of the house, those producers are a little nervous at what some changes might be. And so that's why you're getting that pledge on the record in the confirmation hearing was important from a Montana standpoint. But there's one other this morning. I did shoot a note. Darren Gobb, retired Army helicopter pilot. He's in Helena, Montana, does a lot of work with the Montana Freedom Caucus. He has an organization called Restore Liberty. And you've probably seen him on Fox News before talking national security issues, et cetera. But he's going to join us later this morning in the 8 o'clock hour because I just want to get a helicopter pilot's kind of assessment on what you're seeing and what you're hearing. So that should be an interesting conversation with Darren Gobb later this morning. One big takeaway from this RFK Jr. confirmation hearing yesterday, Elizabeth Warren was just shrieking and shilling, but especially shilling yesterday. She starts lecturing RFK Jr. about vaccines. And Nancy Mace, Congresswoman Nancy Mace out of South Carolina, said this. Speaking of shills, Senator Elizabeth Warren raked in over $5.2 million from Big Pharma and the medical industrial complex. So, of course, she's going after, in such a vicious way, fellow Democrat Robert F. Kennedy Jr., $5.2 million she's gotten from Big Pharma. So, you know, so of course she's just going to push the Big Pharma agenda. No questions asked. No accountability ever for all the COVID nonsense, you name it. I'll play a little bit of that back and forth here in just a few minutes. But first up, we got a great caller on the phone lines. Jerry in Circle is, I'm assuming this might be Representative Jerry Schillinger. Jerry, is that you?
Yeah, that's right, Aaron, and thanks for taking my call. I just actually in the parking lot of the Capitol here about ready to go into the building, but you had been talking earlier about the ice holes in Bozeman. I think there were like 15 or so.
12 was the count I got yesterday, but there may be more, yeah.
Okay, 12. And you mentioned you had a caller earlier that talked about all the other side issues that go along with that. It's not just the rape itself or the drunken driver itself. And one of the things that I thought of, and is one of the issues we're dealing with directly here in Helena, is the jail space that they take up and the cost to the taxpayers. And you just had a guest on yesterday, I believe it was, the commissioner from Yellowstone County, and they're raising their rate to $14 or $17 a day.
I think $117, so if I remember right. Yeah,
that's what that space is worth. And our jails are bursting at the seams, and we have people out on the street that should be in jail.
But that's right.
In jail because of things just like what we're talking about.
What a great point. So yeah, a dozen.
All the way around.
Yeah. Hey, hold that thought, Jerry, if you can. If you got to run, I understand. But if you can stand by after the break, I'd love to come back with you, back to you, because I know you and your fellow legislators have got a few different proposals where you're trying to help with this illegal alien invasion problem. So if you can't stand by, we'll come back to you.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, I think Jerry was able to stick around with us, but he thought, well, you know what? You got a couple minutes in this break. Maybe I'll walk into the Capitol. Let's see. I'll give him a second if he's still making his walk into the Montana State Capitol right now. Let me play just one of these back and forth here with Elizabeth Warren. So just so you can hear some of the shrieking and the shrilling from Elizabeth Warren in the RFK Jr. confirmation hearing yesterday.
You financially down the line.
I'll comply with all the ethical guidelines.
That's not the question. You and I, you have said
you're asking me not to serve
pharmaceutical
companies.
No, I am not.
You are. That's exactly what you're doing.
No. Look. No one should be fooled here. Of HHS, Robert Kennedy will have the power to undercut vaccines and vaccine manufacturing across our country. And for all of his talk about follow the science and his promise that he won't interfere with those of us who want to vaccinate his kids, the bottom line is the same.
Wait, did you hear what she just said there? Who want to interfere with us vaccinating his kids. She didn't say vaccinating our kids. She said, who want to interfere with us vaccinating his kids. Look, he's not criticizing or saying he's going to, call into question these long-standing vaccines that are part of the childhood schedule, but like, literally, this is the woman who got $5.2 million from Big Pharma, and we saw the nonsense where this COVID jab was forced on people. Just, what, 3 or 4 months ago, a Los Angeles firefighter was fired because he wouldn't take the COVID shot. This wasn't 4 years ago, 3 years ago. This was 3 months ago. And so she wants to shill for Big Pharma that's funding her campaigns. No questions asked of any of these things. So that's why she's standing up against RFK Jr. She doesn't want anybody in that job that will dare question Big Pharma or big government. Absolutely pathetic. All right, let's jump back into it here. State Representative Jerry Schillinger out of Circle, Montana. I think he made it into the Capitol now. Jerry, thanks for sticking around. Yeah, what a great point. So if you've got a dozen folks in the jail in the Gallatin County Detention Center right now. Okay, so if the true cost is $117 a day, now I don't know what Gallatin County's charging right now, but if let's just go with that number because that's what Yellowstone County is looking to charge for federal inmates or whatever state inmate holds. God, 12 times 117, one of you engineering graduates from MSU can give us the numbers on that one, what that costs per day, but not to mention the space that is then taken up. And yet all these other criminals end up staying on the streets because there's no room in a lot of our jails.
That's exactly right, Aaron. And here in the Capitol, I'm on the Appropriations Committee, and it hasn't made it to our committee yet, but I know in Section D, which is the subcommittee that handles corrections budget. We're looking at Montanans having to pick up the tab for hundreds of millions of dollars of prison construction that has been caused by this invasion on our southern border. And what we have right there in Bozeman as an example, and every one of our major counties that has a jail with the illegals in there. And so roughly, yeah, you were talking $1,500 a day there in Bozeman, just the dollar amount of the cost of those illegals being held there. And aside from the fact that people that should be in jail don't have a place to be in jail, so our local law enforcement is frustrated when they pick up people and they just get turned right back out onto the street.
Yeah, I saw the Montana Television Network had a story here. Let's see, Representative Nellie Nickel out of Billings has House Bill 278, and this would require law enforcement to check immigration status when they make a traffic stop. So that's one bill that's being put forward. What else are you hearing about that you and your fellow lawmakers are doing to help support state officials' efforts to partner with a new Trump administration to get these illegal aliens the heck out of this state and the heck out of this country?
Well, we passed a bill out of the House here, I think it was last week, I forget who the author of that was now, but anyway, it would require to have a stamp on our driver's license that would indicate our citizenship, whether we're citizens or not. And not only would that help law enforcement, but that would help our election workers as well determine whether or not someone's actually eligible to vote, and then require that photo ID to vote. So all these things have been an uphill battle with the leftist Supreme Court we have here in Montana. They typically try and throw out any meaningful election reform laws that we pass, even though in the Constitution, that authority rests solely with the legislature.
How great would that be? How great? So now that I retired from the military, I used to have a Montana driver's license, and if you're in serving in the military, there's basically no expiration date on your Montana driver's license because they don't want you to, hey, I'm overseas or I'm off at Fort wherever. Oh, my driver's license expired. How am I going to get my driver's license renewed, right? So you just have no expiration date on it. Well, now that I'm officially retired, I was like, well, I guess I better go update my driver's license because it's still got the $99.99 expiration date. So I went down to MVD Express, and they're like, hey, would you like the veteran designation on your license? Yeah, sure, why not? That'd be great. Okay, yeah, here's my DD-214. Boom, there you go. And so when I get that new license in the mail, it'll have veteran listed on it. That's kind of cool, right? But so, yeah, how hard would it be to have on a license, citizenship status so that, then boom, law enforcement knows it right there. When it comes to voting, we've seen where non-citizens voted in our elections here in Montana, and then when we finally found out about it, it was too late to fix the vote.
Well, in addition to that, you talk about good bills. Here's a bad bill that actually somehow made it out of committee. I just learned last night that will be coming to the floor here in the next couple of days by Representative Staffman out of Bozeman that would actually allow illegals to attain a Montana driver's license. So I'm not sure what the vote was by who on our side that allowed that to come out of committee, but we definitely need to kill that on the floor. So anyone that has their legislator's phone number, and if you don't have it, make sure you call your House member and say illegal shouldn't be getting driver's license in Montana.
Because then they'll use that to, because it gives the appearance of legality, right, where there is none. And then of course, we're seeing a lot of these, even if they get a driver's license, well, they don't have insurance. And so that's why you're seeing a lot of Montanans that are having problems where they're getting into car wrecks with illegal aliens who aren't insured, and then they're getting hosed on the whole deal. Well, Representative Jerry Schillinger, great to hear from you.
Absolutely. Yeah,
go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, I was going to agree with you. It's just a creep when you start allowing, acknowledging that illegals are legitimate by giving them a driver's license here in Montana. So you just have to draw the line and say illegal is illegal, and we're not going to legitimize it even a little bit by allowing a driver's license.
Yeah, that's right. Well, Representative Jerry Schillinger, great to have you call into the show. That was a nice surprise phone call. I was actually just thinking earlier this morning, I was like, you know, I should probably remind some of these state legislators. There is so much happening in Helena right now. I should, you know, and we'll have, you know, we'll do a weekly legislative update with the speaker and the Senate president. But there is so much going on. I should probably remind all the other legislators that, hey, if they want to call in, the early morning hours are a great option. It's before your committee work starts, before the floor gets up and running and everything. But no need to prompt Jerry. He's on the ball always. So great to hear from you. Thanks for calling in.
I'll try and stay in touch there, Aaron. Thank you.
Yeah, please do. I appreciate it. All right. Jerry talked about the creep of, you know, how, you know, certain things will just start to happen, and before you know it, you got big problems on your hand. Are you getting a creep of cold air through your windows? Well, not only does it feel colder, but then what ends up happening? Your thermostat starts kicking into high gear to pump out more heat to make up for that cold air, so you're losing a lot of money because of your old windows. You can upgrade to energy efficient triple pane windows, and boy does YHIC, your home improvement company, have a deal for you. They've got an unbeatable deal. You can buy two windows, get two free. Yes, free. It's a deal that you don't want to miss. They've also got a great financing officer available right now. I had the specific financing offer right in front of me here. But basically, you don't have to pay until 2026. Really good deal. Again, great financing right now with YHIC, your home improvement company. You don't have to pay until 2026. But buy two windows, get two free. Call 406-948-2836. To schedule your free in-home consultation, whether it's windows, a bathroom remodel, or both. Again, 406-948-2836 or go to YHIC.com.
Up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
You have House panel to investigate sanctuary cities. What have I been saying about sanctuary cities? They're aiding and abetting lawbreaking. They're codifying lawbreaking into law, which they don't have the authority to do. We have a supremacy clause. This falls under the jurisdiction of the federal government. This House panel is going to call on Democratic mayors to testify. Apparently, this is like an immigration culture shock. I've heard more Nazi, Gestapo, Hitler comparisons. I mean, this is what the Democrats have done for 9 years. This is who they are. They've got no solutions. And, you know, we have... Why are they handcuffing people on flights? Well, because they haven't been vetted.
Check out the Sean Hannity Radio Show later today, right here.
This great country was founded on freedom, and that was freedom from a country that forced us to buy overpriced tea and then tried blockading us when we dumped their tea into the ocean. How'd that work out for them? Well, it's time now to throw out your overpriced big wireless contract, throw it overboard. My friends at Pure Talk, my cell phone company, says no to inflated prices. And with a qualifying plan of just $45 a month, you can choose a free iPhone 14 or free Samsung Galaxy. And yes, this is for premium service. You get unlimited talk, unlimited text, 25 gigs of data, mobile hotspot. You get all of it at a fraction of the price of AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile. Also, they use the same 5G network. So get your free iPhone 14 or your Samsung Galaxy. You simply dial #250. You say the keyword save now and check in with Pure Talk and their U.S. customer service team and make the switch. #250, keyword save now from Pure Talk, America's wireless company.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With lots of sunshine across the area for today, high temperatures will range from around 30 in Bozeman to near 50 in the Billings area. For tonight, with mainly clear to partly cloudy skies, lows range from about 8 above in Bozeman to 30 in Billings. And then on Friday, we can expect breaks of sun and some cloudiness, 32 in Bozeman, mid-40s in Billings. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
It's January 30th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. It's National Croissant Day, and for your knowledge, croissants are not the same as crescent rolls. The perfect croissant is the correct blend of butter folded into thin layers of pastry dough, which allow for the light, flaky, and soft inside with the laminated outside. Also on this date, in 1825, the U.S. Library of Congress is reestablished after it was burned to the ground during the War of 1812. All 3,000 volumes were lost. Thomas Jefferson replenished the library, selling 6,500 books, the bulk of his personal collection, to the government. And in 1993, the Dallas Cowboys became the first team in NFL history to start a season 0-2 and still win the Super Bowl, defeating the Buffalo Bills 30-13 in Super Bowl 28. If it's your birthday today, you share it with Phil Collins of the rock group Genesis, born in 1951, and actor Christian Bale, born in 1974. I'm Tushar Saxena, and that's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
Hey, do you guys remember the movie Far and Away with Tom Cruise? It was filmed here in Montana. They have that incredible homesteader scene where they're riding on horseback across the prairie. Well, I got to meet the stuntman who played Tom Cruise's stuntman in that film and so many others. He was down in Vegas. We had a great crew of Montanans. You can check out that story and much more. Go to MontanaTalks.com. Plus, how much would it cost to go to the Super Bowl from Butte? Tommy O'Neill put the numbers together for us, MontanaTalks.com.
This is where Montana talks.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laszloffy.
As we move toward the fifth week of the 2025 legislative session, we're happy to report that a bill protecting kids from the actions of misguided adults, including their own parents, has cleared a major hurdle and is headed to the Senate floor. Recently, we talked about Senate Bill 164, sponsored by Senator John Fuller of Kalispell. This bill will allow any adult who facilitates irreversible gender reassignment procedures on minors to be prosecuted for endangering the welfare of children. This applies to children under 16 years of age and includes administering puberty blockers and heavy doses of cross-sex hormones and irreversible surgical procedures that can leave a child sterile. Last session, the legislature passed a bill making it illegal to perform these procedures on minors. That bill has been temporarily blocked by a Missoula judge while the case proceeds to trial. This bill is different in that it goes after the adults in the equation. Many doctors who perform these procedures present vulnerable parents with what amounts to a Hobson's choice. They tell parents of a young girl, for example, you can either allow your child to transition or she'll commit suicide. Saying quite literally, you can either have a live son or a dead daughter. It's your choice. Forget that those doctors have a profit motive. What they're saying is just not supported by the facts. Chloe Cole, a national advocate for detransitioners, says her parents were presented with that choice when she was 12 years old. Thinking they were doing what was best for their daughter, they allowed her to begin taking puberty blockers at age 12, cross-sex hormones at age 13, and a double mastectomy at age 15. At age 16, she realized that she made the greatest mistake of her life and began the process of detransitioning, but the permanent damage was done. It remains to be seen if the hormones have rendered her sterile, but even if she can conceive, she'll never be able to nurse her child. What's worse, she says she never had even one suicidal thought until after the mastectomy. This is why children must not be allowed to make these purely elective, permanently life-altering decisions until they're able to mentally comprehend the full ramifications of their decision. That's called informed consent. And informed consent cannot occur if you're not old enough to understand what you're doing. Along these same lines, President Trump yesterday issued an executive order that severely curtails these types of procedures from being performed on any person 18 years of age or younger. In addition to earlier executive orders recognizing only two sexes and banning the use of a so-called X designator as a third choice for gender on U.S. passports, this latest executive order stops the federal government from funding, promoting, assisting, or supporting the so-called transition of a child from one sex to another and will rigorously enforce all laws that prohibit or limit these destructive and life-altering procedures, end quote. It also directs the heads of federal federal health agencies to pull research and education grants from any medical schools or hospitals that continue to offer puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, or gender transitions to patients under 19 years of age. And finally, it directs Congress and the U.S. Attorney General to create a private right of action for children and the parents of children who were damaged by so-called gender-affirming care, complete with the addition of a lengthy statute of limitations. As major European countries continue to ban...
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
One of the most amazing and consequential changes in the U.S. economy since COVID has been the changing geographic pattern of growth. The population of California is actually falling, and within the larger metropolitan areas across the country, the dense central business districts are hollowing out, and changes appear to be settling in to stay. On a state-by-state basis, the new clusters of growth are apparent. It's all happening, with only a few exceptions, in the Mountain West and in the South. Montana has recovered 149% of the jobs we lost in the pandemic, which is to say that we've grown way past where we were before the recession hit us. Utah is at 200%. There are a dozen states that have yet to recover what they lost, mostly in the upper Midwest and the Northeast. The worst is Hawaii, still 20% short of their pre-COVID job totals. How and why are these growth shifts happening? Certainly remote work makes some of it possible. Taxes? Crime? It's hard to say. It's also hard to ignore. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.